For everyone that feels the heat in your own personal fire, I couldn't resist wrapping up our study of these heroes with one more bit of encouragement. Let's talk about it today on Lift It Up. Hi, friends. Welcome to the Leadership Podcast, Lift It Up. I'm Pastor Rick Milliken, and I'm so glad you've joined. Lift It Up is all about encouraging leaders. I don't care what context you lead in, we're all leading somewhere. Maybe you're in a corporate setting, or you're on the mission field, or maybe you serve a church. So after Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego came out of their fiery trial, King Nebuchadnezzar promoted them in the province of Babylon. They went into the fire with one job, but due to God's deliverance in the fire, they came out with even better jobs. Now, isn't that hopeful for you? You know what? I feel your pain when you're going through things that are difficult. It's so easy to grow weary in the middle of a trial. I mean, all of us have thought about quitting at some point in life, right? Sometimes I talk to friends who say they've tried to quit every week. You see, the enemy likes to toss you to the ground and walk all over you, question your motives, and then throw temptations out there of taking the easy way out. But allow me to challenge you to do what Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego did. Okay, I'm just going to cover these six things really quick. Put your complete faith and trust in God to save you no matter what you're going through. Stand firm when things don't go exactly as you planned, especially when things get difficult. Don't believe the lies of the enemy. You need to recognize you are not alone in this battle. God is always with you. And then finally, just trust God's plan in the midst of the fire. Whatever issue you're facing, trust that He's right there with you in it. Now, I want you to declare this out loud during your battle, whatever that might be. God, I trust you with, and then just fill in the blank. You name that problem out loud, give it to Him. God, I trust you with this. You can say, although I can't see the outcome right now, I know you were with me and you're able to save me. Now, I hope you feel more encouraged today, no matter what you were going through. God reminded me during a recent fiery trial in my own life, the words of Isaiah 41:10. So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Now, friends, I want to give you a chance to do something that here at the end of this series that I haven't done throughout the series, and that is a chance for you to repent and ask Jesus to forgive you of your sins. That will help you also forgive others. You see, every one of us is a sinner, and there's nothing we can do to earn salvation on our own. No matter how hard you try, you cannot do it on your own. But see, Jesus, God's perfect Son, took our sin upon Himself and He died on a cross so that we would have eternal life. If you haven't ever asked Jesus to be Lord of your life, to forgive you of your sins, I want to invite you to do that right now. And it's as simple as just making that commitment. We're going to pray a prayer together. I'll invite you to pray this with me. It isn't the words of the prayer that save you. It's you putting your trust in Jesus. So pray this. Jesus, I'm a sinner, and I need your forgiveness. I believe you died on the cross for my sins, and you rose from the dead. I trust you as my Lord and my Savior. Please help me to surrender to your will. I no longer want to put my trust in myself. I don't want to put my trust in my own goodness. I put my trust in you. In your name we pray, amen. Now, if you prayed that prayer today, don't keep it to yourself. Tell another Christian about your decision, and they're going to walk alongside you in this journey. Never walk it alone. Now, if you're not sure if you know someone who's a Christian, we'll help you find a church near you. You can write me personally at rickmilliken@gmail.com. I'll be happy to connect you with someone in your area. Now, before we end here, I want to remind you of something Paul said in Romans 8:28, and we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love Him, who have been called according to His purpose. And that's you, my friend. I want you to remember that today. Thanks for joining me on Lift It Up. I want you to hit the like button and subscribe on your favorite podcast service. You can also download episodes so you can listen even when you're leading in a remote location. You know, life may throw more at you than you can stand. Remember to kneel. God bless. I'll talk to you next time on Lift It Up.